Golden Slumbers. Well, you know, the Beatles obviously were one of the first things that made me want to be in the rock and roll business and be in a rock and roll band. One of my first childhood memories ever is my mother letting me stay up to watch the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Right.
I was 5 years old, and I remember, like, just going, telling my mother, and she told me this later, that I said, that's what I want to do. And lo and behold, let's face it, I mean, these guys in a short period of time, 6 or 7 year period of time as a band, have affected pop music and just the whole culture of the world in such a profound way, you know? And the reason I picked Golden Slumbers is because my band is actually covering it. It's a challenge.
Yeah, why did you choose that? Why did you decide
Because
to do that?
It was a challenge.
Just
you know?
Because.
Because, yeah. You know, I would have been remiss not to cover a Beatles song because they were such a part of my musical upbringing.
Yeah, and it's not one that everybody would think of.
It's yeah, and it's got, you know, it's got ups and downs. And it has some tempo and it has some really, you know, kind of orchestral parts to it. So, yeah,
excellent. I found it. Orchestral is a big thing with you, isn't it? I mean, you've got classical background as well.
Some
you?
Of it, yeah. I mean, I've been a very diversified listener. People always ask me, they say, what, like a lot of musicians go, what advice would you give? And I said, well, I think that musical diet is a very, very important part of how we shape ourselves as musicians, as songwriters. You know, you're always pointing yourself in some direction. My direction was obviously the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, also the modern day blues people like Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and people like that.
Yeah. But a balanced diet is what you need as well.
A balanced diet. And you need classical and you need soul, rhythm and blues, and you need everything. You know, I mean, I'm a very diversified listener.
Good. Next, your choice is Neil Young, and it's Cinnamon Girl. Wow.
Yeah, Cinnamon Girl. You know, well, that whole California sound, something that was coming out of that particular area at that point, was something that somehow found its way to the East Coast in New Jersey. And it actually, like, you know, hit me before, like, Bruce Springsteen did. It was right in my backyard. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, they had a live album called Four Way Street that was an amazing thing that kind of just kind of hit me because there was a lot of great guitar playing going on and great songwriting. And that kind of turned me on to Neil Young Harvest, and that leads us to Cinnamon Girl.